today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, both Uber and Lyft have now made their public stock market debuts, and both of them have been flops. Here's a potential big story. Expedia is being investigated for collusion with major hotel chains.
One of our goals on The Travel Guys is to make you a little bit smarter when you're buying travel or on the road. And at 320, we give you the latest American customer satisfaction scores for airlines, hotels, and travel websites, and help you figure out how to use this information to make you a smarter traveler.
At 3:35, we dip into our online mailbag to answer your questions on passports for tiny travelers, on how to find out if your cruise ship is clean, and talk about one listener's experience with upgrading her boarding pass at Southwest Airlines.
And if you travel to Oregon, you know you don't pump your own gas there. I found out the hard way. We found a group of communities up north which are showing appreciation to its gas station attendants for being community ambassadors. How cool is that?
The first or last person you might meet in a state is the gas station attendant, at least in Oregon. Those are some smart people up there. That's what's coming up. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. I'm Marquise Tom. Together we are the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
Up to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on.
But I was born in heaven, man.
I come from a land, land, land.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
Get your kicks.
Again, happy Mother's Day to all of you out there, all the mothers and mothers-to-be, mothers present and past. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day here. Generally, and I think I mentioned this last week, when we have a holiday like this, you got the regular listeners that just can't live without us. And then
there's three of those.
Yeah. And then there's those people that, they're on their way to their local store to pick up a couple of last-minute items for their barbecue or whatever that they may have forgotten about. Or perhaps they went out for a brunch, and on the way home, they happened to switch on the radio. It's low in the background, right now, and they're chatting in the car. Hey, turn the radio up. The travel guys are on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think that worked.
Probably. I don't know. I was just distracted by a note that just came up on the board here from our... From I think it's from Luis, our producer. Maybe this is left over from last week. It says, I have to use the restroom, no swearing.
Oh.
He's the guy who would hit the button.
There you go.
It's like behave yourself for the next, 90 seconds.
Speaking of swearing, I drove by the Sports Leisure office yesterday, which isn't too far from where I lived, and I could hear voices, and I don't know if I heard any swearing or not, but it was boisterous. It was carrying on. There were a few cars in the parking lot.
Right.
I don't know. You guys got what was going on?
Well, there obviously was some illegal or illicit activity going on there, I think. The Rancho Cordova Police Department was aware of it, and they were trying to keep it cordoned off, from other people. But
yeah.
We were having a poker game there yesterday.
Oh, a poker game.
Yes.
Was that you and your staff?
No. You've heard me talk about school buddies.
Your high school buddies. It's so cool that you stay in touch with them and get together. Is this a rowdy bunch?
We are 40. This is 46 years that we've been playing poker together. There's eight of us. We're all still alive. We can all still walk in and out the door. So, I mean, that's considering that we're,
You guys are young whippersnappers.
Yeah, well, but that's we started playing in high school. And here we are all these years later. We still play for 50-cent limit. It has very little to do with poker. In fact, some of the crazy wild card games that we play have very, very little to do with poker.
What's the most off the wall game? Is the one where you stick the card on your forehead?
No, we don't do anything quite that crazy.
Okay.
We have one called Kings and Little Ones. Kings and Little Ones.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's a fairly standard one called Follow the Queen, where the queen is queens are wild, and the card that follows it on the board is wild.
Okay.
And Kings and Little Ones has to do with your low hole card and kings being wild. There's we play a lot of games, like I said, where there's you look at the person's hand at the end and they say, well, I have five jacks. And you say, well, I see two jacks there. How do you get to five? You know, and it's because there are a lot of different things. But anyway, nobody really gets playing poker is our excuse to get together and talk about, you know, we used to talk about chasing women, and now we talk about, you know, trips to the doctor's office. It's the difference.
that's how it goes. Yeah, when the conversation starts to move to all of your medical ailments, it does kind of reflect your age. But you guys are a bunch of 60-year-olds.
There are very few things in my life that I value more than spending an afternoon/evening playing poker with my buddies. So there's if you are lucky enough to have that situation in your life after all those years, then you know how valuable it is. And if you don't, then you know how valuable it is.
Yeah, that's awesome, awesome. Hey, by the way, I just got a text from somebody who was driving in their car.
Right.
And it says, LOL, that's exactly what we just did. We just turned on the radio and turned it up.
Okay. Well,
so there you go.
So now we have four people listening instead of just three.
There you go. Well, okay, we got lots of stuff to get to. So
we do.
Let's get to it right now. Top of every Travel Guys radio show, here comes the news.
The travel news. By golly.
With Huey and Mark.
With Huey and Mark. Did you hear the one about the Southwest Airlines flight this week? This has been Thursday, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
They're having a delay. Flight's going to Los Angeles and Austin. They get out on the tarmac, and the maintenance light comes on, and they have to go back to the gate and check it out, and then the flight is delayed again because, of course, now they've burned too much fuel going back and forth and waiting, and they've got to put more fuel on. These things do happen. I've had them happen to me before. Every once in a while, nobody does it intentionally, but apparently one of the passengers made a joke to one of the flight attendants, and this is all related by a man who was sitting next to the man who made the joke.
Yes.
And so I'm gonna take it in good faith and said a joke to the path to the flight attendant about, you know, haha, the water is vodka instead of
should be
water, and because we've been, you know, waiting a long time here and stuff, and the flight attendant apparently was not having the best day and was offended by the comment or something. You know, sometimes there's a piece of information that you're not getting in these situations that if you had that piece of information, you'd look at the whole situation entirely differently. So I'm hesitant to blame the flight attendant, but it does sort of look like here that maybe the flight attendant overreacted a little bit and they went back to the gate and took the guy off the plane. And he was kind of like, you know, what did I do? And so,
yeah, I heard a soundbite of the gentleman that was, that, you know, whose report you're reading there. And, and he indicated that, everybody on the plane, when they came in, all stood up and said, hey, this guy didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And defended him. However, it didn't make any
difference.
Which
is probably only important to the extent that, by doing that,
mm-hmm.
now when the guy goes off the plane, now he's in a little stronger position. If he really didn't do anything wrong, now it's not really a he said, she said. It's a he said and all these other people said versus she said.
And in fact, I think the gentleman that was sitting next to him, he's the one that is somewhat steering this for some sort of resolve in the favor of the guy who was taken off the plane.
Well,
but you know what? Sometimes people have a bad day. They don't necessarily intend to blow up at somebody. I mean, we've all been in that situation. Sometimes we've done it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when it happens on the job,
yeah,
it can be a bad situation.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're in
so
with the
my
public.
Sympathies go to her too. Because here again,
Well, she was probably not in a particularly good mood.
Because
if she's been, you know, sitting on an airplane and maybe she had something to do when she got, or maybe she's already been flying for 5 or 6 hours and it's her last leg of the day.
Well, one of the comments was that they says, hey, we've been sitting on this plane, we've been stuck here. And she says, you know what? I've been here too.
I've been here too. Important thing to know.
Yeah,
when you're
I'm stuck here with
stuck
you.
Stuck on the same plane. Yeah.
Okay, what else you got?
All right, you can get a free river cruise in London if you have the same name as the new royal baby. Now, get excited. This is not like a 7-day cruise through Europe, but it's just a local cruise in London.
Yeah.
You have to have Archie's first name, and you can't be
Archie.
You can't be an Arthur or an Archibald. You have to be an Archie.
Do you know any Archies? besides the one in the comic strip?
I don't, but apparently this is in, I've been reading about this because I didn't want to, you know, look bad on the radio. And while we consider Archie to be kind of a funny name here,
right?
It's a very formal name in England, and so, you know, it's
yeah, they can have it.
Well, you can have a free cruise. All right, I mentioned in the headlines, Expedia is being investigated for collusion with hotels. This is potentially a pretty big story. The Utah Attorney General has started this investigation. Reports from Bloomberg that Expedia conspired with such household names as Marriott, Hilton, and other companies in a scheme that may have included manipulating search advertising on Google. So one of Expedia's competitors, Travel Pass Group, LLC, alleges that the hotel chains and Expedia restricted access on the internet so that all, when people made inquiries, they all favored they away from this company's hotels and towards the Marriott hotels. It says that they coordinated a conspiracy that shut Travel Pass out of the market. This is kind of interesting because this is Utah. Important to know that for a long time, Marriott was headquartered in Utah. So this should be kind of interesting. If one of these, I've always thought that if these online travel agencies got big enough and they could start dictating terms to the hotel chains, which is kind of sort of what's starting to happen, then you're going to have problems because now the smaller people and the small players, we talked a little bit on this show about how an example, a food and wine tour company in Milwaukee was told by TripAdvisor that unless they were willing to pay a really high commission, like over 20%, TripAdvisor would not put them on their site. And when people entered Milwaukee food and wine tours, they would not come up. And so, you know, that's a little bit of a problem if you're a small business person. So, but, you know, in the old days, stuff like that used to be illegal. So we'll see what happens now.
Yes, the new word for the 2019 or 18 and before, collusion.
Collusion, yes. Well, in this case, you get these online agencies start getting together with the offline big firms, then you're going to have some things that are not going to go well for the traveling public. Airbnb has lost a major court battle in California that may have some nationwide impact. We will keep an eye on it. It has to do with a Santa Monica law that makes companies like Airbnb liable for illegal rentals in the city. So now some cities have passed rules that say you can only rent a vacant property so many times or a year or for so many days or something. And if you break that law, heretofore, it was the person who owned or managed or whatever the property who was responsible. Now they're saying that the online company where the thing is posted is going to be liable too. So once again, this is something that has the potential to be something that sets the online companies. Airbnb has been kind of an Uber in some ways. They've kind of bulldozed over some regulations and laws and stuff like that. And ultimately, this could be the kind of situation where that comes back to haunt them. That they may not be able to bulldoze through everything. And at the end of the day, why it may have, you saw, I mentioned in the headlines about Uber and Lyft, both of them now are publicly traded companies and both are trading for less money than they started out.
Yeah, this past Friday with
that was Uber.
With the tariff thing going on and all. Can you think of a worse day ever
And one day doesn't make a history, but the reality is that these companies are losing massive amounts of money. One of the reasons that they're such a good deal for people is because they're not turning a profit. They're not charging you the amount of money that it really takes to be able to cover their expenses, pay the drivers, and get you to that place. That's why they're so much cheaper. That's why the taxi cab drivers are having a cow, is because these guys have basically rounded up hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, and those dollars are subsidizing these rideshare people. And the subsidizing is going to come to an end when they're publicly traded companies because their shareholders are going to say, you cannot lose, you know, $1 billion a year. We're not going to fund that sort of thing. You're going to have to make money. So I think you're going to see the rideshare business model take a little bit of a turn here. If I were a taxi cab driver, I would say you may have weathered the worst of the storm at this point. Hilton has overtaken Marriott as the world's most valuable hotel brand. According to Brand Finance Hotels ranking, they rank how a hotel chains, brands are ranked by value, not only just by cash and by the amount of business they do, but by how much PR their companies and their brands are getting. And of course, we've talked about in this program, Marriott has taken a few hits. Hilton has not. So Hilton has now passed Marriott as the hotel's most, as the world's most valuable hotel brand. This won't cause us to lose any sleep, but probably the people in the C-suite at Marriott are not real thrilled about that.
There you go.
Delta has told their employees to buy video games instead of joining the union. They pointed out that it costs you about $700 a year to belong to the union, and that you can buy many video games for less than that. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting story. It would take a long time to go in it. Here's an interesting story that we've got on our website at travelguysradio.com. People keep falling into the Grand Canyon. This writer says, after a visit, I can see why. You see this. People have, like, five people have fallen into the Grand Canyon. If you're
taking selfies,
be very, 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 very careful. And let's see here. Basic economy. This is kind of interesting. A final thought here in the travel news. We talk a lot about basic economy fares and how to be careful about those. And this person that wrote into Chris Elliott's website had an interesting take on basic economy. They said they think basic economy makes sense. It removes most of the bad seats from circulation and from being given out at random. I mean, think about it. The seats that are left at the end that people have to get assigned to are usually the middle seats in the back of the plane.
Right.
So what happens is the airlines are saying, hey, you want to buy a middle seat in the back of the plane for $50 less than anything else? You're stuck here for good. And the person says, well, you know, yeah, to me, that's a good deal. Now that seat is out of, this person makes a very good point. Before airlines invented basic economy, many passengers still could not get seat assignments until the day of departure at the airport. Now those bad seats are out, so your chances of getting a decent seat at the airport on the day of departure have gone up dramatically because some of those crappy seats are out. Isn't that an interesting? I never thought about that, but it absolutely holds water, and that's your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys here at KFBK. Once again, go to travelguysradio.com. Links to most everything we talk about and more can be found there. Up next in our Smarter Traveler segment, we're going to talk about buying travel, heading on the road. More tips to make you a smarter traveler next.
On the road again.
Here we are on the road again, on the radio again. It's Mark and Tom, the Travel and Entertainment Guys. A happy Mother's Day to you. Back to the program we go. Mark,
did you do anything lovely for your lovely wife?
Oh, well, let's see.
The mother of your children.
Yeah, we're having a big barbecue at the house here when we get off of the air. Got a bunch of folks coming over.
I see.
You know, and
what did you say? Don't use Highway 50 to go home? Because, oh, they were talking about
that. We'll get more on this coming up at the bottom of the hour. But Highway 50, that the latest word is that it could be blocked between Watt Avenue and Bradshaw.
Okay.
In both directions.
Okay.
Which means that if you're going to take Folsom Boulevard, expect it to be extremely crowded.
Wall-to-wall people. Okay, so that's...
Fortunately, it's, you know, a Sunday, Mother's Day, and not as many people on the road.
We got an update coming in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
We were talking earlier about the illicit poker game that went on at Sports Leisure Vacations office yesterday. One of my poker buddies is listening to the show. We're gathering for a little Mother's Day celebration with some of the wives and stuff afterwards. And he says, listening to the show, awesome. Make sure you tell folks Rite Aid has Depends on sale. I have no idea what that means, but probably has something to do.
You swing by on your way.
Another poker buddy has weighed in, said, just added up my money from the poker game. I lost 5 cents. Talk about breaking even. So there that's the poker update here from Sports Leisure Vacations. What were we going to talk about? Oh, well, the listing of the latest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The American customer satisfaction scores.
Right. I have that here somewhere. Let me just give me a second here. Stall for a second if you can.
Okay. Well, let's see. That's easy to do. If you go to travelguysradio.com, there's a picture on the far left. The most handsome of the two is me.
Uh-huh.
The shorter guy in the purple Kings shirt is Mark. So there's my fill. Did you find it?
Yeah, I did. Okay. This is the American Customer Satisfaction Index. Now, there are lots of these lists and people that rate the various people in the travel industry. Chris Elliott considers this to be one of the better rankings because it is ranked not just on sales, but it's ranked on customer satisfaction scores and things like that. So it's a little bit more well-rounded listing. Anyway, this is what these folks, the American Customer Satisfaction Index. So they say, airline-wise, the best airline is Alaska. Its score was 80 on a scale of 1 to 100. They do. Their numbers are based on interviews and data from roughly 300,000 customers a year. So that's a pretty decent cross-section of travelers. Alaska Airlines, they say, is the best. The airline's merger with Virgin America has paid off, according to passengers who now enjoy an expanded network and lower fares. So that's number one. Number two, a tie, JetBlue and Southwest at 79. So that's just below Alaska's 80. Number three is Delta at 75. The worst airlines include United at 70, Frontier at 64, and Spirit at 63. So when we talked about airlines that don't have regular schedules and don't have really strong customer service behind them and stuff like that, and we tell you from time to time that you really want to think twice before you book those airlines, here are some scores that seem to back that up. On the bottom are Frontier and Spirit.
By the way, there was a Trump airline at one time. It was rated right below Spirit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't watch Saturday Night Live.
He did. That's right. Yeah. Yes, they did. That was
I saw it on Saturday Night Live
last night.
That's where I get my travel
news. That's where you get your travel news. Well, excellent. That's true. Mr. Trump did have an airline, and yes, they did have some customer service issues. All right, let's see. Hotels here. Top three hotels. Now, these are not by brand, but rather by brand within a brand. So the chain within. JW Marriott is first, not surprising. They got an 84. That's the most upscale part of the Marriott brand. This is kind of interesting. The two hotels that's tied for second, Embassy Suites and Fairfield Inn and Suites, which is a lesser Marriott brand. And Embassy Suites, I might suggest you, despite the word suites in their name, is not one of the more upscale brands. They do have cocktails and breakfast every day, but they're a value brand, I would say, as opposed to a luxury brand. And then third, Hilton Garden Inn, which is one of my favorite brands when I am traveling. And let's see here. What do we got? We did airlines, we did hotels and websites. TripAdvisor, Orbitz, and Expedia are their 1, 2, 3, 82, 81, and 79. And just the landscape is littered with people who have bought travel from websites with poor customer service records. So be careful when you're buying travel from an internet website, a third party. Either make sure that those folks have a customer service record or department that you can live with if you need them, or buy it directly from the vendor online.
After we check the news, I want to ask you a question. We'll do a little follow-up on this in regards to what a customer, the satisfaction scores, what do we do with them as a traveler? Okay, well, can we spend a couple of minutes on that?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, keep it here. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Again, follow along at travelguysradio.com. We'll be back right after we check in on the news. Get a travel update.
If you ever plan to motor west.
We're motoring west, and we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations.
Happy Mother's Day. Did they give that travel? I'm sorry to interrupt you there. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Well, I mean, especially to the mothers or ladies who were or planned
yes,
to be.
Or
just to all the ladies who just mother people like me.
Right.
You know, to all of the high school, to all of the grade school secretaries who gave me lunch money when I forgot it, and you know, and all of those things, all the people who have mothered some of us, especially us guys, some of us need more mothering than others, especially the ones who forget to put the toilet seat down.
And, there you go. Well, you know, us guys, it's always we're mommy's boys. If you ever noticed, you go into a restaurant, you'll see the husband and wife and the little daughter, and the little daughter will be cuddling up to dad and want to sit, and it'll be daddy's girl, you know. And then at the other, for whatever the reason, that's in our society, that's pretty much how it kind of how it goes. So us boys particularly are extremely, you know, respectful, proud, and pay attention to that mom before she grabs that earlobe and yanks it right off your head for messing up.
Call your mother today.
There you go.
Call your mom.
Okay, to the mailbag we go.
Yes,
by
sir.
The way, if you go to travelguysradio.com, if you have something you want to put on in the mailbag, Mark will answer it by an email from time to time, or we'll gather it together and we'll bring it in and we'll answer it on the air, because in most cases, mm-hmm. these questions are the same questions that hundreds of other people are interested in.
I try to pick ones that might have. And you said before we start this next segment, you were talking before the news about people could use this information that we were or really what it meant.
That's correct. So based on the information we were talking about prior to the news, this report that outlines who is the best of the best, including the ones that have to do with websites. Once you gather this information, and by the way, you go to travelguysradio.com, you can see it all there too.
Exactly.
What do you do with it as a consumer once you gathered it together?
Well, the value of this information is that it comes from consumers. It's not a bunch of bloggers or people in the industry, or it's not based on numbers who sold the most or whatever. It's based on what people who stayed in these hotels, who flew on these airplanes, who booked on these websites, what they said about a variety of different things, particularly as it related to the customer service experience. So I would say that these rankings have a little bit more value than probably some do. And the fact that they're based on 300,000 input from 300,000 people. Mm-hmm. If you got a good score here, then I would say you're a pretty solid company. And if you've got a bad score here, then I would say you've got some work to do.
A much, much larger sample than asking two or three of your friends.
If you're in the top tier, mm-hmm. then you can do business with that company and have a reasonable expectation if something goes wrong that they will be willing to talk to you about it. If you're in the bottom tier of that group, not so much.
All right, on to our Smarter Traveler segment, and we're talking about answering questions from the mailbag, so let's get to it. I have one here for you, Mark. Let's start off with a question from Mary. Thanks for the question, Mary. Mary said that she's heard people talk about needing passports for children from time to time. She has a 2-year-old niece, going to travel with the family, trip to Italy in December for Christmas. Is she going to need a passport?
The answer is yes. All persons need passports. It doesn't matter if it's a baby, you've got to have one, period. At travelguysradio.com, one of the things on our list this week says this is what happens when your baby needs a passport, but you didn't get one. And it's not real pretty. But your baby has to have a passport. And the other thing is, remember, we've talked about this here before. There are these transit cards, these passport cards, and some people make the mistake of saying, well, this is just a small child. I'll just get them. They don't have to have all of this formal stuff. Those passport cards are only good to go into Canada and Mexico in a vehicle or on foot. They are not good for any kind of international air travel. So if you're getting a passport for your kid or kids for the first time, go to the website, to the State Department, and find out what the rules are. And if you have any questions, get them answered ahead of time. Because, again, you can save yourself probably. You can do things in one trip, or you can have all of your information ready. Go on the website, fill it all out. You're going to have a birth certificate and some other things. You're going to have to make a physical visit to a passport office.
Now, in a passport, you have a passport photo. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. You're an infant. You are 3 months old. Mm-hmm. So you're going in for your passport photo. Is mom got to kind of like hold you up to get your passport photo?
Well, and there.
And then you need to have that passport photo updated from time to time so that it still looks like you.
Yes.
How does that work?
That's all correct. You've not
pretty
said
much
anything.
Is that it?
That's pretty much the way that it works.
When you renew a passport, do you need to get a new photo every time?
You do. And it used to be that you had to go into a specific spot and get them taken with a specific kind of camera mm-hmm. and a specific background. Now you don't need. They're not quite as picky. If you are standing against a plane, it has to be a white background, or it can be a little bit of an off-color white background. Mm-hmm. But somebody just takes a good, clear picture of you, then that will work also.
Alan and his wife are about to go on their first cruise. Well, she, his wife, much like most of my family, are germaphobes, and he is too, and so am I. He's asking, he's heard all these horror stories about the whole ship's getting sick in the middle of the ocean.
Okay.
Is it still happening? Is there anywhere to check on the cleanliness of a cruise ship before you launch?
Ah, there is. There is a cruise in right up on at travelguysradio.com. There are right up at the top of our list. How dirty is your cruise ship? The CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. You can actually go online and find out what the ship that you're on, what their last score was. Like, for example, here, I think our person wrote in, they were traveling on the NORDAM with Holland America. And so I went on here and found out that the NORDAM's last inspection was in late August of last year, and they got a 100 score. Now, a perfect 100 score is not completely uncommon on these crew, because these people know they get inspected all the time. They know what they're going to be inspected on. They know what the important things are. So you'd say, well, gee, they should get 100 all the time. But the reality is that if you go and you look at this list online, and there is is it an NCL ship? There's a major cruise line that's got a ship on here that did not pass its last inspection. They have to have a score of, I think, 85 or 86 or higher. And so it's not automatic that you just pass these things. In fact, if you go online to travelguysradio.com, if you're about to travel on a cruise ship, you will find that there are half a dozen of them or so that did not pass their most recent inspection. So Alan is a little bit of a germaphobe, him and his wife, but I think he's wise to take those steps to protect himself in this case.
The bottom line is that you want to be on vacation, you don't want to be sick, and it always makes it to the news. It's probably not as frequent as a lot of people might think,
right?
But it does happen.
Yep.
Good information. What else you got?
All right. I have another one of our listeners who was involved in sending. She bought an upgraded boarding pass on Southwest Airlines. You know, you have $10, $15, $20, $25, something like that.
Depends. So that you could board early.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So she bought it 36 hours ahead of departure. And then she was way back in the B group, and she
back in the B's. And, boy, I've been back in the high A's. But she got a B, huh?
And somebody who had gotten checked in after her had a number ahead of her.
Oh,
and so she was like, you know, how can what's up with all of this? How can this happen? So, she wrote to me, and I wrote to Southwest Airlines. Before they could answer me, they answered her. In a very nice and lengthy, and this is not it's not one of these letters that is a form letter or something mm-hmm. like that. No, this is actually, you can tell that it was written specifically to her. She explains that, you know, we have A-list passengers. We never know how many of them they're going to be on a particular flight. If you pick up a very popular commute flight, it's possible that there could be a lot of those people. And therefore, you are back behind those folks. And it also depends on when you made your reservation and the like. So it's pretty well explained. And also, the letter explains something else here. How somebody could get a better boarding number than you have after they checked in later.
Mm-hmm.
If someone cancels their ticket, their boarding number becomes available. And the next person to check in is going to get that boarding number.
Okay,
so
I can follow.
A32 decides mm-hmm. that he can't go or she can't go on that flight,
mm-hmm.
then A32 is going to go to the next person, even if C27 is where they are in line. So it's just dumb luck in
right.
that situation
okay.
that you could get lucky.
All right.
So anyways, those are some from the mailbag. If you go to travelguysradio.com, there's a spot there where you can send us a question, and I am happy to answer them for you or to try to advocate for you a little bit or to send them on to somebody like Chris Elliott's website where you can maybe get some action. When we come back, we're going to take you up to Oregon. You may know that there are two places in the United States, Tom, where you cannot pump your own gasoline.
Well, I didn't know that until I went to Oregon and for the first time I mean, literally, I was at the gas station trying to pump my gas when somebody came out and made it clear that that was not acceptable. How did you, when and how did you know?
Same thing. Just, you know, got out of my car and somebody starts, and I'm like, oh, duh. Well, New Jersey is the other place.
New Jersey, okay.
And, yeah, kind of interesting that you can.
I'd love to talk to somebody who knows a little bit about this.
When we come back, the folks in Southern Oregon have decided that that the folks who work at service stations can be goodwill ambassadors for their communities. And they are very smart to have done that. And they are awarding those folks. And we're going to talk a little bit about that with some folks from Southern Oregon when we come back on The Travel Guys.
Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano with you, The Travel and Entertainment Guys, every Sunday, 3 to 4, and at TravelGuysRadio.com.
I have an important sports update.
Okay.
Pablo Sandoval has 3 hits for the Giants today.
And
the panda.
Here we go. Back to the wait a minute. I gotta reset. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano here on the Travel Entertainment and Sports Guys. I'm looking at our website and I'm seeing something I've never seen before. It says that it's a video. And at the top it says danger, drive slowly, fish crossing the road. And when I clicked on it, literally there are fish swimming across the middle of this road. In about 4 inches of water, everybody's seen salmon swimming upstream. Well, what are we looking at here, Mark?
It's the Snoqualmie River in Washington State, and every year it overflows, not every year, but many years it overflows around spawning season, and the salmon really literally have to go across the road. I have not seen, it's at TravelGuysRadio.com, and you can see it, and it's set to the music of an old rock and roll song, and it's really quite classic. You'll want to share this with your friends. Salmon skirting. If you look at it and you don't, and you see the car coming, you see the salmon, and you don't go, oh no, the salmon's gonna get it. It's anyway.
Yeah, like I mentioned off air, I says if you happen to hit one with your car, do you get to keep it?
Our friends in Oregon, you know, Oregon is one of the great destinations in the whole country. And those of us in the travel industry have been fortunate. I've known that for a long time, but now the rest of the world has figured it out too.
Yeah.
So there are a lot more people there, and the prices are a little higher than they used to be, but Oregon is still one of the great destinations, and we are very fortunate to have it so close to us. So anyways, the folks in Southern Oregon, they call themselves Oregon's Adventure Coast. Coos Bay, North Bend, and Charleston are three of the communities. In that area, they have a great Christmas lights display in Coos Bay. Actually, it's in the little town of Charleston, out on the coast there. So they're doing something cool. We mentioned before the break about in Oregon that you cannot pump your own gas; that you have to have a service station attendant do it. And so they on the line with us. Let's see here. We have got the executive director from Oregon's Adventure Coast. Janice, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Well, thank you, Mark and Tom. It's nice to be with you today.
Okay, Janice, I didn't pronounce your last name here because Luis put it up on the screen and he tried to phonetically spell it for me. Let me see if I can get it right. Langlenay.
Very close. Think of it as French, so Langlenay.
Langlenay, okay. Okay. We'll call you Janice. You will be known as
That's
Janice.
Totally
Janice, before we talk about your appreciation of the gas station attendants and why they are your ambassadors, for those of us that don't know, why is it that Oregon and where was the other, North Carolina or somewhere that
New Jersey,
why it's required that why people can't pump their own gas?
Well, you know, I believe that it started many, many years ago when there just was a need for jobs for some of the workers as things like the lumber industry was waning. That there was just this need for these jobs, and that was one of the areas where a service industry was available. And it allowed for there to be these jobs available for these workers who were being laid off from other industries. So I believe that that's where it began.
That's the story that I heard, Janice. So I think I think you're pretty close. Folks who were displaced mostly from the logging industry, and it was a way to create entry level jobs while people were training for other things. And of course, you can always tell folks from out of state because we always pull into a service station and then we hop out of our cars and we start reaching for the, you know, because we think we have to do it ourselves. And I've also told folks that if you want to make somebody really happy in Oregon, if you want to make somebody really happy for a dollar, tip a service station attendant in Oregon and find out just how happy you can make. So you guys, for the tourism guys and gals, the National Tourism Travel and Tourism Week was this past week. And you guys had an idea about promotion. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes. So we, as a committee, we have a committee of industry folks here in the Coos Bay, North Bend, Charleston area. And we decided this year for National Travel and Tourism Week, we wanted to show appreciation for our frontline workers. And, you know, frontline workers are the people who are the front desk at a hotel or the waiters and waitresses. They're the first people that a visitor or even a resident will encounter often. And one of those very first people we know that our visitors encounter are our gas station attendants. They are a friendly face. Somebody's coming off the road. They've been traveling for a while. They've been in their car. They're ready to get where they're going. And, you know, stopping into a gas station to fill up and having that friendly face, somebody you can ask, where can I stay? If it's somebody who hadn't planned to be here yet, where can I grab a good bowl of chowder? How far is it to the beach from where I am, wherever that is in town? And those folks, those ambassadors of our community, are the guys and gals pumping their gas. And so we decided this year that we could only choose one sector of our frontline workers. So we selected our gas station attendants because I feel like they are the least appreciated in all of our workforce. They're often taken for granted. We get a little upset if they're taking too long to get to our car. And it's so funny because I come from a state that I had to pump my own gas. And I've been here a while now, and I've gotten used to pulling in and having that attendant right there.
Well, plus you live in a state, Janice, which occasionally, just didn't want to be negative here, but occasionally a few drops of rain tend to fall, especially over there on the coast. And so you don't have to get out of your car, the poor guy who or gal who's the gas service station attendant. We've got a couple minutes here. Congratulations on taking, I'm big on hotel and motel housekeepers, because I believe same thing. They are they're on the low end of the pay scale and very unappreciated when it comes to travel. A buck or two can go a long ways. Tell me a little bit. Summertime is coming up. We've got a minute or so here. Tell me about a couple of reasons that folks should head to Southwest Oregon.
Well, first of all, it's beautiful all summer long. Summer is when the sun shines, the wind blows. Our beaches are, on this part of the coast, we are still fairly unknown. So our beaches are not crowded. Our hiking trails are not crowded. We have a brand new mountain biking trail in our area called Whiskey Run. We have a brand new boat tour on Coos Bay that'll take you all over the bay and under the bridge. So there is a lot of things to see and do if you like to fish, if you like to hike, if you like to surf or kayak or paddleboard. Any outdoor activity just about you can find here on the Oregon coast, and especially down here on the southern Oregon coast.
Janice, let me, I just realized here as I'm looking at our website that something I did not do was to get a link from you before we went on the air for your website so that our listeners could go. So tell me, for folks who might want some information on the southern Oregon coast, give me a website that folks can go to.
Indeed. OregonsAdventureCoast.com. So that's Oregon's with an S, AdventureCoast.com.
It's also a great place to go at Christmas time because it just outside of Coos Bay at Shore Acres State Park are some of the great Christmas lights that you will find anywhere in the country, especially in a small town. All of Oregon is special. different parts of Oregon are special for different reasons. The southern coast up there is one of the best parts in all of Oregon. You can get there by car. It's going to take you a whole day to get there, or you can fly to Portland and double back, or you can get to Coos Bay through San Francisco once a day.
You can. We have a direct flight from San Francisco into North Bend Airport, which is airport code OTH.
Janice,
so as not to be confused with Bend.
Janice, thank you so much for giving us some of your time today. We'll put a link to your website up, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome. Thomas, wraps up another week.
Yes, next week on the Travel Guys, Gary Gerald, voice of the Sacramento Kings, literally a professional traveler, traveled over 4 million miles in his career, will be joining us.
Very special show. Next week, Dance Like Nobody's Watching. See you next Sunday at 3 o'clock.